Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, how can I help you?
Hi, my name is Miguel. I'm calling from Michigan Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey. Would like to ask you a few questions? Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Just a few questions about your community and the nation. Do you have
a
few minutes to help us out?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay, perfect. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely
100%.
Vote? 100%. Okay, so definitely you're going to vote.
Yes.
Okay, and how about in 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Biden, okay. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
And how about your, may I also ask for your birthday, ma'am? Just a
what
year.
What year?
Yes, ma'am.
1974.
Okay, so you are? Oh, okay. 49, perfect. Okay, let me see the next one. And the next one is, in thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Am I progressive or liberal?
Progressive?
Liberal.
Oh,
liberal.
Okay. Somewhat, or what would you say, very liberal?
Somewhat.
Okay, perfect. And the next one is, thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. And now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focus on. For each, yes, ma'am, for each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. You can use a 10 if it is the most important, and 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. And you can use any number between 0 and 10, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. And the first one is reducing crime and gun violence.
A 7.
Okay, and the next one is fighting inflation and improving economy.
A 10.
A 10, okay. And protecting Social Security and Medicare?
6.
And how about protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
10.
And last one, making housing more affordable?
A 7.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means, yes, ma'am, 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just please say so, okay?
Okay.
Okay, how do you feel about the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
Yeah. 75,
okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and put that number. And how about Democrats in Congress?
80,
okay. And how about Joe Biden?
60,
perfect. Let's see what the next one is. And the next one is, yes, I'm going to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important an issue it is for the FDA to be focused on. And you can use, yes, ma'am, you can use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. And you can use, again, any number from 0 to 10, ma'am.
Okay.
The first one is authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
8.
Okay, and the next one, educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition.
And 4.
A 4, okay. And how about restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages?
0.
0. And the last one, authorizing prescription medication.
100 or 10.
Okay. Let's see the next one. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, yes, ma'am, considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support, somewhat support, or somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Can you repeat that question?
Okay, yes, ma'am. Considering, as you already know, it is illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21, and considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Only cigarettes that don't contain or very little contain?
Yes, unless they contain.
Or in addition to.
Yes, it says, because that's the ban what the government might want to do. They want to sell cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over. Do you support that or oppose?
I oppose that.
Okay, somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose. Perfect. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Do you think brings much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
Much more harm.
Okay, and regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now? Do you think
other issues
are more important?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? So I'm going to read you two lines, and you can decide from whichever one you think is the best one, okay?
Okay.
Okay, provision an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. And the next one is harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention, education, and helping adults and smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Which of those two you think?
The second one.
The second one, okay.
Yeah.
Let's go. Okay, now I'd like to read you some of the things some people say they could come to pass if the government were to ban menthol cigarettes. That's what people think. flavored cigars and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome, okay?
Okay. About banning them?
Yes, because some people...
Okay.
Yeah, some people say they cook... look, I'm going to read it to you, right? It says...
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. It says, this is what some people says they think some it could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes. So let me read you what some people think, and you can tell me how concerned you are, if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, or not very concerned, or not at all concerned.
Okay.
And the first one is the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes.
Not concerned.
Not concerned. Not very concerned or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Okay, and the next one is loss of tens of thousands of good paying jobs, including farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibility in the legal regulated industry today. How concerned are you?
Very concerned.
Okay, let's go to the next one. And this next one, ma'am, I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agreed with the statement, and 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. And once again, ma'am, you can use any number between 0 and 10.
Okay.
And this is one of the statements that people made. They said, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drugs addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition. When we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through session support and harm reduction. From 0 to 10, how would you?
10.
A 10. Okay. Okay. Let me see the next one. And the next one is, prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on smuggling operations by cartels and organized crimes. These types of drugs trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed.
A 10.
A 10, okay. And the last one is, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use tribal laws such as marijuana possession to justify what is disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a large target on minorities communities where we might never return from. How will you rate that, ma'am?
10.
A 10. Okay. And the next one is, we're almost done over here. And sometimes, yes, ma'am, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. And considering this, yes, ma'am, considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you support or somewhat support or somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly oppose the ban.
Okay, perfect, ma'am. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I oppose. Strongly oppose.
Strongly opposed. Perfect. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning this product for adults 21 older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community? Do you think they bring
more harm?
Bring more harm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Much more harm or somewhat more harm?
Much more.
Okay. Perfect. And will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for a federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or will it have no impact on your decision on who to vote for? Do you much more willing or somewhat more willing or somewhat less willing, much less willing?
Much less willing to vote for that
okay. person. For that, okay. Okay, and how about in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Cigars?
No.
It can be yes, man. It can be yes or no. So cigars is no, right?
Correct.
And how about wine?
Yes.
And how about soda pop?
Yes.
And oral nicotine pouches?
Yes.
And how about smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
And beer?
No.
And how about coffee?
Yes.
And heat not burn tobacco products?
Repeat that one.
Heat and not burn tobacco products?
Yes.
Okay. And how about cigarettes?
Yes.
And liquor or spirits?
Yes.
And how about pipe tobacco?
No.
No. Okay. And how about the last one? E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. We're 90%, so we're almost done. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. And what is the last yes, ma'am. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Stop me. I'm going to read you some categories. Stop me when we get to your category. And the first, yes, ma'am. The first one that I have is 1 grade to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree.
Vocational certificate.
Okay, perfect, ma'am. And are you married? Unmarried, living with a partner?
Married.
Married. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes, one.
Okay, and which of the following best describes how you think of your current economy situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Middle class.
Okay. And how about, are you or any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
So it does not apply to you, right?
The union, no.
Okay. Okay. And how will you describe the area where you live in? Is it urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Okay, ma'am. Do you identified as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
I do not.
Okay, great, ma'am. Thank you so much for your time. This concludes our survey. Thank you once again for your time. You have a good rest of the day, okay?
You too. Bye.
Thank you, ma'am. Goodbye.